Okay, let's look at some examples for a moment here. Time is not just out there, as we've been saying all along. And even though we observe things happening out there as if they occurred as out there, remember the time is created in your mind. So the intervals of time that we objectively mark as actual experiences appear, as I said, as punctuations of consciousness. When many such punctuations, focal points, arise, we count them and mark them as time passing. In this manner, we acquire a sense of time. If, say, 100 such focal points were to occur, that through habit we believe take 100 seconds of objective time, we would, on completely doing the same cycle again and again and again, we would afterward think that the same amount of time has passed, regardless of how much clock on the wall time has passed. For example, if I experience 100 second units in one objective second, as when I experience myself moving consciously and rapidly, as athletes tend to do in sports like downhill skiing, time around me seems to stand still. In this case, I'm experiencing a tightening of my ego, greater concern for my safety maybe, which speeds time up. People who suffer automobile accidents often have this experience of time speeding. Notice that I refer here to the sensation I have of speeding, not to the objective amount of clock-on-the-wall time, which for me has slowed down. People who have out-of-body experiences also feel a tightening of the ego's hold on the mind. As a result, they have the sensation of experiencing many subjective units while little objective time is actually passed. Now, this may seem counter to what you've thought about out-of-body experience or what you've thought about what athletes are doing. It may seem counter to that. But in this state, however, it's the opposite occurring. It's really a center of focus shift from the whole body to the brain. Hence, the ego is contracting even more, and the information received is even more illusory than a normal state of consciousness. It's kind of a strange twist here. On the other hand, when I experience 100 second units in slow meditation, time around me seems to speed up, and I experience time slowing relative to the clock on the wall. I also experience time slowing, which means I age less rapidly, even though the clock says I have aged normally, when I am creative and in writing, as I am accustomed to do every day. Typically, I may engage in writing for a period of hours that actually appears to me to take only minutes. Artists often experience this time slowing when engaged in creative activity. Here, a surrendering of the ego occurs, and I seem to lose any sense of who it is that is doing the creating. People who act as channels know very well what this experience is all about. In a very real sense to me, creative activity not only takes me out of my ego, it allows me access to alternate realities, more grapes on the vine, where I can pick up lots of new information. Okay, so let's focus in again. Athlete skiing down a hill, ego is really squeezing in. The number of time units per second is increased enormously. This tremendous amount of like that passing by. And there's almost every one of those little tiny units of time has an effect so that the person is experiencing a tremendous amount in a very short period of time. Meditation, writing, other type of activity, just the opposite happens. These units of time are spread out so that every bip, bip, which for an athlete skiing down a hill is brrr. For a meditator, it's bip, bip, bip. After 100 of those have passed, for the athlete, it's less than a second. For the meditator, it may be hours. So this is what we mean by this internal clock in relationship to the objective world.